All right, welcome back. We're sort of off our normal routine schedule here tonight, but that's to accommodate Coach Bennett that called in a few minutes early, and Bobby Goodman was not able to get to a place where he could call us, so we will not have Bobby on the show tonight. We'll have to try to reschedule him down the road. We're going to have a short segment right now, beginning with the LeClaire Ryan play of the game, and Frank Maloney's got that.
Well, basically, the UVA men's soccer team did something that hasn't happened in quite a long time. They came from down 1-0 against Carolina at UNC and won 2-1. Darren is going to give you some more details about that that big win.
Yeah, that's right. The play of the game, UVA forged ahead in the 78th minute on a counter when Nico Kurovo sent a great-looking ball downfield past the UNC defense to spring Wesley Wade into a one-on-one situation where he was able to send the ball about 23 yards past an outstretched goaltender inside the far post to notch the win for the Hoos.
That's a big deal. George Gelnavach has pretty much had his way with most of the conference, but of the last, like, 8 years or so, Carolina had won the majority of the matches, and so this is a big deal. I think Carolina was number four in the nation.
Carolina was number four, and UVA is now unbeaten in its last four matches.
And that game was on Saturday as well?
Yes.
So I assume it was raining during that game, too.
Perfect. We've got good mutters. That's what I've always wanted for our soccer team.
By and large, it was not a good weekend for the Tar Heels down in Chapel Hill.
Tar Heels suffered a brutal football loss to the Hokies.
So the men's soccer team will return home tomorrow night to face Big South leading Radford in the opener of a tough three-match homestand. The Cavaliers will welcome number two Notre Dame to Klöckner Stadium on Friday. And an interesting tidbit to note, Virginia is playing in its 25th season of soccer at Klöckner. And in that time, the squad has a 261-52-23 record at the facility. And Frank, that's a 85% win or tie percentage at home.
Frank had that percentage the moment you gave him.
As soon as I gave the numbers,
he was all over that.
Listen, I knew it was over 80%. Hey, you know what time is the game? Hold on, what time is the game against Notre Dame? 7?
7 p.m.
Yep.
It's hard to believe 25 years at Klöckner. I mean, we're all getting old.
You're getting old. I'm not. I'm going to live forever. All right, Darren, jump in there and give us the rest of the Olympic report.
Yeah, a few notes on the ladies. In women's soccer, the number 8 Wahoos went on the road and defeated number 20 Notre Dame.
Good.
By a score of 1-0 yesterday. Virginia's score marked the first goal surrendered at home by the Irish this year and led to the first win in South Bend by an opponent all season. The victory marks the 10th shutout of the season for the Cavaliers. Their next match, the Hoos, will face Duke in Durham this coming Saturday. And in volleyball, Virginia had its best offensive performance of the season as they blanked Clemson 3-0 on Saturday night in Charlottesville. The
ladies, and that was a big deal because they'd suffered through some brutally close matches. The set scores were not very encouraging, but all the individual set scores were very close. And it's good to see them get a win.
About what I was to say, it's good to see them get over the top, especially against an ACC foe. And they're going to go on the road this weekend. They're going to go down and take on the Demon Deacons on Friday and the Blue Devils on Saturday.
All right, Hobbo, we've got a minute here before we go to our next break. Just quick thoughts on Tony Bennett. Seemed awfully calm and relaxed.
Yeah, well, I mean, he clearly has built a program in Charlottesville. We lost a lot last year with Brogdon, Gill, Toby, and Nolte. But as you say, he's got some really talented first years coming in. The two red shirts, Austin Nichols and Mamadi Diakite.
Diakite.
But Mamadi, in my mind, you know, I can say
yep.
that.
Mamadi.
But at any rate, you know, he's got a lot of talent there, and I think the Hoos are going to be just fine. It's going to be another fun season. But, you know, Duke is consensus number one, and Louisville, North Carolina, the usual suspects, and Virginia Tech has a good basketball team this year.
I'm going to tell you something right now about the makeup of this Cavalier team. This is some inside skinny from UVA personnel that have seen some of the informal and formal practices. And this is what I'm hearing. I'm hearing, number one, first and foremost, that Diakite can get up off the floor and block shots. And players are constantly surprised at how quick he gets up and how much reach he's got. for a guy that's 6'9". Number two, he's dunking equally as surprising. Every time he gets a ball down low, he goes straight up. There's no hesitation. And to talk about Nichols and his style, he can face up and he can back down.
I think he's the real deal.
Listen,
yeah, he's
going to
be a great player.
The ACC Sports Journal predicted he was going to have the most impact of any newcomer to the ACC.
Ooh,
no.
That's saying a lot.
That's saying a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a very talented guy, and he's, you know, he basically would be a normal senior this year given the red shirt, so he's got the additional maturity and development physically that will make him that much better.
Well, the challenge, unfortunately, for Coach Bennett, and fortunately, depending upon how you look at it, is he lost some guys that had so much experience and they'd won so many games together. You know, Malcolm Brogdon, Anthony Gill, and Toby, they were around forever.
I think that's what Tony was saying with the experience that the old guys have now, and he was alluding to the fact that this is going to be a great team for us to watch and to enjoy over the years as they continue to build their career here.
Well, there's really only one senior on the roster, and that's London. So, you know, you talk about next year should really be awesome. But
Darius Thompson, because he transferred in and had his mandatory redshirt transfer year, mm-hmm. He's really a senior.
That's right.
You take Shayok. Shayok, you know, what's his third year, but it feels like his fourth year, and he's played a lot of minutes. This is not a guy that has been sitting on the bench much.
And Darius Thompson is—he may be the best athlete on the team. I mean, if he
closely
could,
followed by Hall. Hall can jump.
Yeah, and I think this team possibly has a little better outside shooting
than Tony was letting on. Tony is a tough card player.
Yeah, you know what the heck? He doesn't want to give it away too early here. But at any rate, we're going to take our makeup break right now. We'll be back looking more at ACC football. We'll break down the Pitt Virginia game, and also 345-0910. If you want to play Stump the Host, call in and ask Frank, me, or Darren a question. But at any rate, we'll be back after these messages.